getting ready to give you the TV. Al, I'll get it going in just a second.
Roger, standing by. Houston, we have you in blushing black and white. And the color is coming in now.
What happened to that color?
Take a little time for processing.
Okay. Okay, as you can see, Dick's up there in the tunnel, and he's opening the vent valve now, and he's starting to pressurize the limb. And we have a delta P of 2.3 at the moment. Okay, it's coming down to about 2.2. Well, no, the delta P went up when we pumped up the cabin. Delta P is 1.8.
Picture of the hatch.
That's your feet on the window there, feet.
Leads 1G all to heck, doesn't it?
Sure does, sir.
Just noticed, well, the outer side of that hatch makes a pretty good light reflector, so you might keep that in mind if you ever need to light it.
Sure.
Did
you notice that too?
They burn, really light
okay,
things up.
Okay, I'll get back up there. We'll get up there again and take the drone out. As you recall, we've had it in and out of there several times already. And if it's easier, we've already bled the nitrogen out, but I'll just hit that button anyway, just for procedural purposes. And the preload handle's all set and everything. We'll unlock the capture latch lock, and we'll extend the strut. The umbilicals are already disconnected and stowed.
The lighting in the tunnel is just a tad dim, but we can make out what you're doing.
That's wide open on the F-stop now.
Roger.
I think part of the problem is there's a lot of contrast between that dark tunnel and the light garment of Dix. It's giving the camera a little shit. Okay, turn the capture light release 180 degrees, and all I have to do is pull the probe out of there. Okay, where she comes. Alright, well, I'll get to going that, I'll go up and get the drogue. You guys late night watchers, Jerry?
That's affirmative.
Now, can you pull up your seat, please?
Okay, just a second, I'll have to move the camera.
I'll hold the camera here and hit it to me. I got it. Okay.
How's that, Dick?
I got it just fine. Okay, Dick's putting the probe now under the right hand seat. He's going to have to strap that in with something. It'll just about to hold it there. See if I can turn around and give you a shot of it. I'd run his height down in there.
Okay.
Right hand, there you go.
Sounds like you're handling empty milk cans up there.
Hey, you want to look at the drogue after docking?
That's right. Let's turn it around, but don't let any light hit on it, Dick, or I can't see it.
How's that?
Much light. Try to tip it up or move it over to the left or right. Got a little sliver of light on it.
How's that?
Roger, we can't see too much because of the big light spot on it.
Okay, let's just dish that out. Or Dick, stick Dick Gordon looking through the hole.
Hello there.
The only mark on it is something when the mark starts, Dick. You hit it almost in center when you make the docking.
Yeah, right there. That's funny, that mark looks just like a nose.
Not the same length, too. Okay, Al, you want to stick her up here? We'll
just actually open the unit up there.
Go ahead,
D. All right. Okay, 12, the lighting in the tunnel looks pretty good now.
Okay, and if you'll hold it just a minute, I'll get the window shades down in the lamp here. discovered an interesting thing while we were in here the other day. The AOT looks right into the command module Rondo-Sawinta, and I was looking out to see what I could see, and I saw this face looking back at me, and it was Dick in the other window.
Roger, did it scare you?
Should have, hot here. It's quite warm in here today. The way we stopped is the sun coming into the point, and it's heating up pretty good in here.
Roger, looks like the sun coming in through the CDR is window.
Yeah, that's right. Here's a box of Kleenex tea. Come in. Right by you. Excellent.
We just had a good view of the cliff fastened down there on the floor between your legs.
Yeah, I can't get down any further. My comm line won't allow me to go any further than I am right now, so I got myself velcroed to the top of Al's cliff.
Okay, that's a good view of it right there. We just had a good view of your helmet stowage bag down there a couple of seconds ago.
Yeah, Al, here's the Kleenex and the towel.
Looks like you're trying to pack a telephone booth.
Outside on the lunar surface. And after the second EVA, we can lot of things in this other, or the backhand side of this storage compartment, and it put it out on the lunar surface also. So we end up being able to very tidily put some of our gear on the outside of the outside the spacecraft, so it'll be a lot lighter when we get ready to leave the lunar surface, which is handy since it brings back more rocks and whatever.
Roger.
You can also see in the picture the restraint straps that are hooked up above that. Used to hold us in for landing.
There you go. Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Okay, got some more goodies. 30mm max C, there's two of them. These are the two that go here in the TSB, Tiller Stewart's bag. Throwing the ISA.
Well, that's the color camera you're going to use out on the lunar surface, is it?
No, Jerry, we don't have the color camera that we're going to use on the lunar surface inside the limb. It's outside on the ray side. It's going to be just like Apollo 11. When Pete goes down the ladder, he'll pull a handle, it'll lower the ray side, and the TV will be pointing right at the lower part of the ladder so that everyone can see when he steps on the surface. We'll later put that out on the lunar surface on a tripod, and we'll be able to move it around so that everybody can see from both of our EVAs. Those two cameras, I only showed you one. The other is right next to it, are the two 70 millimeter still cameras. They hook right on the front of the suit so that you can take still pictures, rocks, the surveyor when we get there, and LSEP, what have you, while we're walking around.
Jerry, I'm showing you a picture of the instrument panel right now, but what I'm more interested in, on my monitor, I can see some dust particles. Maybe you can see them down there on the TV. I think that's pretty good resolution.
That's permanent, Pete.
They have to be floating in the sunlight. They just have to be floating in the sunlight that's in here. Of course, there is a little bit of, it's very light dust, but it looks big on the TV screen because the sun is illuminating it. And, of course, as soon as we start running the ECS system in here, it'll clean it all out.
Okay, I'm going to start doing that right now. Just open the set H2O. I'm opening the set O2B. And I'm going to have it repress auto, and when I do, you're going to hear a bang. So,
can we advise the bang?
Dick?
No. Go ahead.
We can see the dust particles very well. Okay.
There's a shot of the disconnect valve.
You saw when both our prisms were through, we've got one over here, Pete, on the side, one on the bottom. I didn't know, one on the floor right in front of the hatch. We've seen the one on the floor. So if you could show us the one over on the side. Roger. But I'm going to try to show you without bothering the camera. 12 Houston, what's the configuration of your suit ISO valve now?
We opened and closed it. We're at the checklist. They're both at suit disconnect.
It's getting awful bright.
I know, it's liable to bother that camera. There you go.
Is that too bright on the ground, Houston?
It is at 42.
Can't tell.
If you're looking at Houston.
Roger, we can see the sky marks on the window.
Okay, what happens is Pete stands right behind those sky marks. You can see right at the top there's where the horizontal line is, that's 0 degrees, and there's a 10 down, 20 down, 30 and 40 and on down. Right at the top then, left and right, there's also some angular marks. And if we proceed in the descent, and we pitch over where the lunar surface is visible about 7,000 feet, Pete's going to be looking out through the window at those marks. I'll be reading from the computer, and the computer will say where it's taking us to land relative to those marks. For example, probably the first thing you'll hear me say is 42 degrees. So Pete will look out at the 42 degree mark, and he'll see if that's the surveyor crater. We spent a lot of time learning which crater the surveyor's in, and a lot of the more interesting craters around there, the more easily identifiable craters. You'll look out and see if the crater's in the right place, if that means if the 42 degree mark's in the right place. If it is, then we'll just continue on the present trajectory. If not, you can use his control stick and put a certain number of inputs in to change the direction we're headed. For example, if he saw it at 40 degrees instead of 42, draw the crater we wanted, he could pitch down a couple, or pitch up a couple, depending on what he wanted to do. If he saw it at 40, he'd pitch down a couple of flips, a couple of hits of the stick. And hopefully, very shortly, the computer would notice this and start heading for the 40 degree point. I'd continue reading the numbers, he'd continue monitoring all the way down. When we got down to a low altitude then, Pete would be in a good position for Pete to take over manually and land next to the point we're headed for. This is called the LPD, or Landing Point Designator. It allows the lander to keep up with where the computer thinks it should land, and then tell it to land at a different place if it feels it should. All 12. Got any questions on that LPD, Houston? Go ahead.
Roger, hate to change the subject on you guys, but looks like you don't have your auto-repress capability now. When you activated your suit ISO valve, it looks like what you should have done is gone to the suit flow and then used your actuator override in order to set it up.
How does that look to you?
We don't have TM. We saw that on your TV picture when you were over there fooling with it. And so far we haven't seen it again.
Okay. We picked it up for you.
Okay, thanks. I think you pretty well covered that LPD situation. Don't know if there could be any questions.
hat's awful bright in the sun, that's a good idea.
Hello, Dick, we can see this.
You reflect the sun, Dick. You reflect the sun off your suit so bright. You're afraid it's going to burn a spot in you.
Pete, you going to let Dick get any lap time?
Yeah, he's been in and out with us.
Okay, Pete, I think we're finished checking this thing out.
They've got to, Jerry. They get the manological time.
That's right, Dave. Equal time.
Ready to close up the shop?
Okay, you want to open? Oh, you can open that window or not?
Okay,
no. Wait, we're through with them.
Yeah, we're through.
Do you have any more questions in the lab? Anybody have any more questions down there? Anything they want to see?
No, I guess not. Well,
very good travel
log, yeah.
Start the
button up and open.
Alright, Dick,
hey Pete, we can button that up and then bring that camera in here and
I'll just send the camera over to you right
there. Take a look at the roof and the moon.
Okay, here. Here comes the camera followed by me. Watch it, it's an it's wide open, so stop her down. There you go.
12, Houston.
Okay, I'm going to close the cabin. We're going to close the cabin replays now.
Stand by for a bank, Dick.
Okay.
That's it.
12, Houston, we heard the bang that time.
Yeah, it sounds like about a 32 going off in your ear.
Roger, and Pete, on your way through there, would you give us another tunnel index reading?
Okay.
-3 tenths the other day, Pete, over that change.
Coincidentally, it has still -3 tenths. Hey, Jerry?
Go ahead.
Hey, Jerry?
Go ahead, Dave.
Can you see that number one window on the television?
That's a memory.
Number one window on the television? That's what it looks like.
Hey, here's the one.
you have on number 5, Mitchell?
Roger, we can see the moon out there.
How's it look?
Very, very slender segment, and it's a real good picture of it.
Was the picture of the Earth any good?
Yeah, it was pretty bright.
Before?
Couldn't really see much except just the segment of it.
Okay, I'll stop all the way down. Hey, Dick, will you take that hose and stick it someplace? Thank you. There you go. Now, watch here. Your wire is...
3 foot further.
Looks like a snake pit.
Thank you. Hey Dick, we're copying the moon now.
Look.
Oh, this is even a much better shot than the last one.
Doc, you see any place there you'd like to go?
I'd like to go any place there.
Okay, let's go in and somebody's pencil is floating by.
There you go.
Without a bright spot, that's why we're moving around a little bit, so we won't. now, and we're copying Dick ratcheting it.
However, I'll tell you one thing. We do miss the good people back home.
Roger, Dick. It was a great show, and we really enjoyed our little tour down through the lunar module. Glad to see you guys are looking so good. You're sounding great, and we'll be seeing you later.
Bye-bye. Very good. Bye-bye. From 12.
Set up well for starting CTC.
Okay, we're going to have to...